This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Hi, we're back. This is Candace Newton, host of Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN. And today's show is called You Too Can Buy Your Own Home. And of course, that was very important to me as a single mom to figure all that out. We just had Jamie Hooper here from Remax Pro, who was talking about what to look for in a realtor. And of course, the home buyers program, the first time home buyers courses and seminars that are held at various locations throughout the Lower Mainland, and that there are many of them out there, and that the point that we want to make is that you should get out there and be a good consumer of information, become very educated on what it is that's important buying your first home, and first-time homeowners seminars are excellent. And so again, for the one we were just referring to today, which is www.jamiehooper.com for information on first-time home buyers, but there are many out there, and it's not right. You know, there's a lot of good ones out there is what we're saying. We just happen to know these guys here. Okay, and so I just want to say again that we've got in studio here with us Bill Macklem of Remax Macklem Mortgages. And Bill has extensive mortgage service industry history. You're over 20 years as a mortgage broker.
That's right.
Yeah, a very long background, educated.
I'm very old.
Yeah. Well, you look surprisingly well. You must have left your cane outside. I didn't recognize it when you came in. So you've got a lot of background. You're teaching at different universities, different colleges, all these seminars, and you work together with over 40 financial lenders, which is significant because that tells me that you are reputable in this business and considered respected by those that you work with.
If you're going to be in the business for any length of time, you're very quickly categorized either by the lender or by the realtors that you deal with. Mm-hmm. And in our case, we're very fortunate and very lucky. We're surrounded by great realtors. Jamie Hooper and Mr. Herman here, obviously, are two of them. And we enjoy working with people of that nature, of that caliber, because we're not interested in trying to do the edge deals, the ones that are kind of questionable, either income-wise, salary-wise, mm-hmm. People-wise. We're looking for, we're representing not only the client to the lender, the realtor to the lender, but we're also representing the lender. Mm-hmm. And so I have to be worried about them. And we have close to 40 lenders that we deal with. And we're their eyes and ears. So we kind of walk a very fine line. We're representing the client to make sure that they get the best possible service rates and follow-up. At the same time, we have to be careful that we don't mislead the lenders that we're dealing with, because they're part of our partnership as well. And so we have to be
Integrity is very important. If you want to stay long-term in anything that you do, it's important to have integrity. And that actually leads me right into introducing Dave Herman, who's our next guest here in studio. And Dave, you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a realtor, but you're also the president of an association that you're going to talk to us a little bit about, and then provide us some statistics on who are buying homes today. And so if you just want to tell me about yourself and what it is that you do.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, yes, I am a practitioner. I work for Remax 2000. You mentioned the company earlier on in your show, mm-hmm. in the Surrey area. I am also a volunteer for the British Columbia Real Estate Association, which is a trade association, mm-hmm. and I'm the current president of that association. We have over 13,000 realtors here in the province. We offer continuing professional education. We also deal with government relations, with topics that affect our realtors, their clients, so forth.
So educating them and making sure that they're current with all the current government legislation and information that they need in order to do their jobs well.
Yes. Well, for example, some of the courses that we offer on continuing professional education are those to do with legal update, for instance, mm-hmm. keeping our realtors up to date on legal issues that might affect them or their clients, taxation issues, those kinds of things. We also advocate a strong code of ethics and standards of professionalism in our industry. So,
and that's very important to people out there that are listening, that are very vulnerable, and they're like, oh, I want to go and do this, but I don't really know who to trust. And when you know there's organizations such as yours that you know enable people to feel that sort of sense of safety, because you encourage that strong code of ethics and conduct and behavior, and making sure that your realtors are educated.
Most certainly. I mean, and one of the questions you asked Jamie earlier on was, how do you know who you're working for? And, mm-hmm. and a realtor will explain that to you. They'll sit down with you and go over a brochure and indicate fully who they're working for, who and what party what party their interest lies in. So it's those things are all important to us.
Yeah, and it is important to the public as they're purchasing that they are aware of that and they understand those things. So that full disclosure for them, so they know exactly what it is, who's working for them, what's going on. Because it is anything to deal with money, you always have to make sure that you have the best integrity. And it's good to know that those organizations are out there assisting the realtors. Because realtors, you know, they want to have a lifestyle. They want to do the right thing. They're, you know, they want to, you know, have a long-term career as well. And integrity is important in sustaining that.
Well, absolutely. And Bill touched on that earlier on. It's important that you have to remember, realtors, we're also part of the communities, and we want our clients to be happy. We want them to be enjoying the community as much as we do. So all those things are very important to us.
Now, you have some interesting statistics. I want to ask you a question. What's the difference between what your organization does and the real estate board? Because I believe that you used to sit on that board as well.
Well, the real estate board, the actual the British Columbia Real Estate Association has 12 members, 12 member boards, which serve the entire province.
Okay.
We're also different from the Real Estate Council, which the council is the licensing arm.
Okay.
And the discipline arm of the real estate industry. So there are, those are the three distinctions really that I would mention at this time.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah. Now, you have some interesting statistics and information on people that are purchasing now. Now, we know that there's, because we've talked about this on the show so many times, there's a 50% divorce rate in North America, which is tragic. And what it does do is leave many, many, many single parent families, women and men, who are alone now and having to look at life from a different perspective. Some of them were previous homeowners, some have never owned a home. So do you want to just give me some of the statistics or give the listeners some of the statistics about who's purchasing homes now and how much that's sort of different from the past, especially with the new, you know, that high divorce rate in lots of single-parent families?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, last year, 2003, across the province was a record-breaking year. We sold over 93,000 homes, which
wow.
was actually the second highest number we've had in the last 10 years, just shy of only about 300 units. So you can say it was an extremely good year from that perspective. But over $24 billion worth of residential real estate was sold last year in the province.
Mm.
Probably the most important, some of the most important statistics that we look at, and we keep a fair amount of statistics, is that the single female segment of the home buyer population accounted for 21% of all home buyers
wow.
in 2001. Of course, our statistics always run a couple of years behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one in five buyers of homes are single women.
Wow.
To put that into perspective, men are about one in 10. Single men are about
really?
One in 10. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, just a minute. That's not really a great advocate for women to go seek men out. They're buying their own houses. They're getting themselves together. Come on, boys, get out there and start buying some homes. Balance this thing out here.
Well, you know, I think it shows that that women are making a lot of business decisions, and we know that they're doing that in the small business communities, and when they're doing that in a lot of other ways, there seems to be a stronger confidence level and all those things that go along with that, and. Mm-hmm. You know, and women are doing it sometimes against some of the odds. We know that women make about 64 cents on every dollar earned by the male segment of the population.
Isn't that interesting?
So they're swimming upstream a little bit, but they're doing very, very
just
well.
It shows that you don't have to be a giant to do powerful things. You just have to be extremely smart.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And lone parent families headed by women had average incomes of only $27,000, which
wow.
is less than 40% the comparative figure for two-parent families with children, and that's from Statistics Canada.
Wow.
So I'm very impressed that that a lot of the single women and single mothers are doing a great job of seeing real estate as a really good investment and are finding ways to get into the marketplace.
That's very smart. And the thing is that with women like myself, for instance, and we'll talk about different ways in the next half hour coming up of different ways that women can actually accomplish this, or men too. But I used my RSPs. I only had a small, tiny little nest egg of RSPs. And I didn't know that I could, but I was telling you I was not going to start, you know, buy this home for my landlord because I was living in this house and I was paying this money every month. And it was frustrating me because I'm thinking, if I'm going to pay this much in rent, why can't I have a stake in it too? And you know, what are my kids going to have when I've paid off my mortgage in 20 years? There's something there for them. There's a little retirement income there for me if I live that long. And so, you know, so my mind is starting to think in terms of a bigger picture and more long term. And I think even for the reality is women are out there, they're working, they are bringing in an income, but maybe not a significant income, but enough to enable them to make decisions, financial decisions for themselves, to be able to purchase a home. In my opinion, and this is strictly my opinion, I think that real estate is one of the best investments. I'm quite a very conservative investor. I'm not a mutual funds investor. It scares me. Mutual funds are great. But, you know, in doing a profile for me, I found out I am way too conservative for risky behavior. Maybe if I win the lottery, I can invest in money that I'm not worried about losing. But for me, those kind of things are scary. But real estate feels very safe for me. And I just think there's a dollar value in that, and it's not going to change. And so I find that very secure. And I think a lot of women and people are sort of looking at it from a different point of view that way, as far as being secure.
Well, I think most Canadians would agree with you there. They feel that real estate is their, you have to have a roof over your head. So one way or another, you're going to pay for that. But, and I'm sure Bill will tell you this now, the affordability is probably the best it's been in, well, it's 47 years, I think, since interest rates have been this low. And, and people like Bill have a great talent for being able to help people buy homes, and as do realtors. But from the financing end of things, I don't think there's ever been a better time. And
I know. I just went over to Victoria to visit the home that my parents built in the Mount Tommy neighborhood over there. They built the house in 1957 for, I think, $15,000. And the interest rates are the same.
Yeah.
And it just blows me away that all those years later, the interest rates are the same, and that, you know, people can get into houses with such low interest rates. And of course, we're going to talk about it in the next half hour. We're talking about buying your own home, and we're going to talk about the balance of interest rates in a higher market, and, you know, protecting people and helping them make good decisions, which is where Bill's going to come in with his expertise in protecting people from, you know, really having all the knowledge so that they make great decisions for themselves, so they don't end up in trouble later on and they're making some good decisions. So we'll continue our discussion on You Too Can Buy Your Own Home here on Unlocking Secrets for Women. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.